beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Have you ever seen one of these? It's called a nightshirt because it looks a little like a shirt. And some people wear them at night. I'm going to try it on. Show you Mr. Rogers in a nightshirt. There it is. This is a blanket. I'll just sit down here on the floor. Pretend this is my bed here. When I was a little boy, sometimes I would just think, I'll make a mountain out of my blanket. And so I would just bring my knees up like that. That would be the mountain, the valley. And if I wanted to make two mountains, I'd just go like that. Have two mountains there. Then I'd get out my toys and have one animal walk up the mountain and another car come up this mountain and down in the valley. All kinds of play. I used to make up all sorts of things when I was in bed. Lots of stories. Do you ever do that? And I'd get sleepy and I'd make my animals get sleepy. Even my mountain, and I'd go to sleep. In the morning, I'd waken, and there would be my toys just the way I had left them. I often wondered where real animals slept. Yeah. Some sleep under the ground, you know, because it's warmer under the ground in winter. And it's cooler under there in the summertime. And birds sleep up in the trees where we see them in the daytime. And a little colt in the farm sleeps close to its mother to keep warm. What about fish? Do you suppose fish sleep? Let's go see our fish. We are coming to feed you fish. Every time we see them, they're just swimming around. Wonder if they do stay still when they sleep. They're so graceful. You know, the McFeelys know a lot about animals. Why don't we go over there, ask them about animals sleeping? Better call them first. Sleeping and living. ringing. Hello, Mrs. McFeely. It's Fred Rogers calling. Yes, well, we've just been talking about animals and where they live and sleep. Uh-huh. I see. Oh, in a little bit? Fine, well, we'll come over anyway. All right. Thanks very much. Goodbye. She sounded pretty busy. She was doing some businesses, but she said Mr. McFeely wasn't there right now, but he'd be back soon. So why don't we go over to the McFeely's house? Oh, guess I better not wear this nightshirt. People might think it's time to go to bed outside. Do I need to comb my hair? I'll do that. There. Ever comb your hair without looking in the mirror? You can, you know. Okay, let's go to the McFeely's house. Must be here. We just talked with her. I hear her coming now.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Come on in.
Mr. McFeely back yet?
No, he's not here quite yet, but he should be here momentarily.
Well, now, what is it that you're so busy with?
Come on in and I'll show you.
All right. In here, huh?
Here in the kitchen, I am working on bills for the Speedy Delivery Company.
Uh-huh.
I help David with his bills. This one's for Negri's Music Shop.
I see. So what? You put down all the things that people have, that he's delivered for people, is that it?
That's right. He got 4 television sets and brought them over to Mr. Negri's Music Shop. And, you know, that little television place he has inside. And some trombones and also some sheet music. I'm just coming to the sheet music. Big box of it, you know.
Just a minute, Mr. McFeely. You look different somehow.
New glasses.
Oh, that must be it.
I just got them. I'm glad you noticed them. Mm-hmm. Now, what I do is I take all those figures and I add them up on our adding machine. Okay.
Sheet music.
Mm-hmm. That way I'm sure that I don't make any mistakes.
Hello, dear. I'm home.
Oh, there he is now.
Good day to you, Mr.
McFeely.
Hello, dear.
Hello, David. I'm glad to see you.
What brings you here today, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, curiosity, I guess, Mr. McFeely.
Well, about what?
Well, my friend and I were talking about animals and where they sleep. And I thought you just might have some ideas.
How about the parakeets?
Well, that's a good idea.
Think you'd be interested in that?
I've heard them talking back here.
Nicky and Foley are 2 parakeets.
Hi, Nicky and Foley.
They live in there, and when they want to go to sleep, we just put this towel over their cage. And then they think it's very, very dark. It is very dark. And they go to sleep.
Well, here's another place where animals sleep. Here's our cat bed. The cat sleeps right in here.
Well,
yes, we were thinking more about outside kind of animals. You know, moles and possums and lions and tigers.
Moles and possums.
Do you have a film?
Yes, I have a film. Would you like to see it?
Sure, I would.
All righty. Well, here, dear, could you hold that a minute? And
I'll put it away.
Right this way, Mr. Rogers. Good.
Thanks, Miss McFeely.
See you in a while.
All right, now let me see. The film's here. I just previewed it. Here it is, right on top. I'll just be a minute here. I'll have this all lined up for us to see.
You love your movies, don't you?
I certainly do. As a matter of fact, I'm getting another projector someday. I love to work on projectors. Ever since I was a little boy, I've been tinkering with projectors and cameras, and I like movies and
well, now, what kinds of animals are on here?
Well, now, let me see. I believe there's a mole on it, and well, there's a film can there. Somewhere has the listings on it.
This one? It says turtle.
That's it.
Swallows.
Mm-hmm.
Swallows?
Swallows, that's a bird.
Oh, the bird. Woodpecker.
woodpecker, right?
Ants, mole, possum, and groundhog.
Oh, could you get the lights, Mr. Rogers, and
sure.
We can see this film.
Right. They're back here, aren't they?
Right around there. Lights off, projector on. Here we go. Oh, there's a turtle, Mr. Rogers.
Mm-hmm.
They live in muddy banks.
Are those the swallows?
They're the swallows, right?
Where do the swallows nest?
Swallows live in the holes in the side of cliffs.
Uh-huh.
See?
Look at them. Do you suppose they sleep in there, too? What was that?
That was a woodpecker.
Oh, woodpecker.
And they live in holes in trees. Oh, there's an anthill. There's where ants live. There they are, scrambling around.
Don't they run fast?
They certainly do. You know, ants are always busy, almost like a speedy delivery ant. Look at that one.
Suppose they sleep under there.
I'm sure they do.
How busy they are.
Here's something, Mr. Rogers. This, can you guess what this is?
Under the ground.
Under the ground. That's the first clue.
I wonder if it's a mole.
That's what it is. Now, just watch. There it is. It's scrambled. They live under the ground most of the time.
Look at that digging down there.
He's up. And right back down again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is a possum. And sometimes possums live in old trees.
But look at the babies on its back.
Right on the back.
Taking them for a ride.
That's right. I think they're going back home now. Back to the old tree stump. That's where they live.
I guess they sleep in there, too.
And they live and sleep there. And that's the groundhog, Mr. Rogers.
Hmm. Well, a lot of those animals lived under the ground.
They
or in trees.
In trees or
like
under
that.
The ground. And
want me to turn the lights
if
on?
If you would. There you go. Well, that was the film where animals live.
Thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Small
I enjoyed my
animals.
Films.
Tell Mrs. Mc...
Alrighty.
Mrs. McFeely, we saw ants scurrying around, and
great.
Under the ground was this little mole, and you could just see the earth on top moving, and then finally it popped up. It didn't like to stay up very long on top of the ground.
Oh, I love that movie, dude. I'm
yeah.
glad you showed it to Mr. Rogers.
At the end. What was that at the end? A groundhog?
Groundhog at the end.
And then it went right back into its hole.
I thought maybe you'd like to give Mr. Rogers his bill.
Speedy delivery bill. Here it is, Mr.
Sure.
Rogers. You might as well take it. You're here today. There you go.
All right, fine. I'll send you the money later this
week. That'll be fine.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay,
come
I'll
back
see
again
you at the door.
Soon.
You bet. I really like to visit with you people.
Well, I like to have you visit, Mr. Rogers. I enjoy showing you my films, sharing them with you.
Great place here.
Thank
Great
you.
People here. Bye, Mr. McFeely.
Bye, and a speedy delivery. Good day, Mr. Rogers.
My speedy delivery bill. Oh, you know where the people in make-believe sleep. Why don't we just pretend that it's sunset in the neighborhood of make-believe? And that Handyman Negri is just turning off the waterfall at the castle for the night. And things are very quiet. Okay? Trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, I'm just turning off the waterfall for the night, Trolley. I know, but I like my work, so it really doesn't seem so long. It's a beautiful night in this neighborhood. A beautiful night for a neighbor.
Handyman Negris.
Oh, yes, Edgar.
You're wanted on the telecan.
Oh, thank you very much, Edgar. Well, you're certainly working late tonight.
Just relieving Audrey. I'm on my way to my room now.
Good night. Hello. Oh, yes, Daniel. I thought you were going over to Grandpere's tonight. Oh, I see. Sure, I'll be glad to come over. Okay, fine. See you in a little while. Bye. I thought Daniel was going to spend the night over at Grandpere's tonight. Well, let's go find out. It's a beautiful night in this neighborhood. A beautiful night for a neighbor. Could you be mine? It's a beautiful night in this neighborhood.
Hi, Handy.
Oh, good evening, Daniel.
Malcolm Apricot Dinko is with me.
Oh, good evening, Malcolm.
Malcolm says he doesn't think we should go to Grandpere's for the night tonight.
Well, what do you think, Daniel?
Well, I'm not sure. At first, I thought it might be nice to spend the night some other place, and the more I talked with Malcolm, the more I changed my mind.
Oh, so you don't think you'll go?
I think I'll stay.
Well, do you want me to tell Grandpere?
Oh, would you? I mean, do you think he'll mind?
Oh, Daniel, he's a grandfather, and grandfathers like to have young people spend some time with them once in a while, but only when the young people want to. Mm. You can stay at Grandpere's anytime, anytime you want to.
Anytime Malcolm wants to.
Oh, anytime you want to, Daniel. This is going to have to be your decision.
Oh.
So I'll go tell Grandpere that you won't be coming tonight.
Oh, thanks, Handy.
Okay, goodbye now.
Good night. And Malcolm says good night, too.
Oh, good night.
Let's wave goodbye to Handy.
Oh, Handy Ham Negri, comment ça va?
Oh, I'm fine, Grandpere. Are you just closing up shop?
Oui, c'est fini pour aujourd'hui.
Oh, I see. That's good. I have news from Daniel Tiger.
Oh, oui, Daniel. Is he coming?
Well, Grandpere, he has given it a lot of thought, but he's decided to stay at home tonight.
Oh, he's not ready, I guess. Here, have a pommes frites.
Oh, thank you.
They're very fresh, still.
Mm-hmm. Mmm, they're really good. Where do you buy your potatoes?
Oh, les pommes de terre. Don Quixote grows les pommes de terre pour moi.
Don Quixote?
Oui, le donkey chez someplace else.
Oh, I guess I hadn't realized that Don Quixote was a farmer.
Oh, oui, and a very good one. Mm. He's very busy. He works day and night, jour et nuit, jour et nuit.
Day and night?
Oui.
Mm. Well, I might just take a walk over there and visit with him for a while.
Entendu. Have a good night. Bonne nuit.
Okay.
I will go in and talk with Daniel on the telecan. I will tell him he can come here anytime he wants.
Oh, you're a very wise man, Grandpere.
Au revoir.
Good night. Someplace else. Hmm.
What a busy life. Boy, after a long day's work, I still have more to do. Seems to work here all the time, day and night, day and night. A donkey's work is never done. Oh, donkey. Hey-haw, handyman Negri. What brings you here at night?
Well, I guess you could call it curiosity, donkey.
Oh.
I didn't know that you were a farmer.
Yes, sir. And such a busy one.
You sure are, even working at night.
I work all the time. In fact, I have so much to do with all the orders that I have, I've advertised for a helper.
Oh, you mean you want somebody to come here to the farm and work with you?
That's right, hee-haw. Plenty to do. Plenty for two.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what I'll do, donkey. If I hear of anybody that's looking for a job, I'll tell them about you.
Oh, thanks, Handy. Say, this order here, it's almost finished. This
one right here?
That one's for Edgar Cook.
Oh, Edgar Cook.
You might be able to help me finish it.
Well, I'd be glad to help you finish it.
Oh, thanks.
Is this your potato patch right here?
This is it.
Well, donkey, I always thought that potatoes had something growing out of the ground, you know, like a green plant of some kind.
Well, maybe they do other places, but this is someplace else.
Well, where do we find them? Just in here somewhere?
Yeah, just dig around. You'll find them.
Oh, look at this.
That's it.
Just like they're hiding under there, huh, donkey?
That's right. There they are.
Shall we put this one in the bag here for Edgar?
Please, and two more.
And two more, all
right. Two more. Edgar Cook's a good customer.
Here we go. There's one.
Good. Now one more.
All right. Let's see if we can. Ah, got one.
There you go. Ah. That's Edgar Cook's order.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'd like to do, donkey. Sometime I'd like to come back and help you a bit when I have some time.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. You mean just spend a lot of time here helping?
I'd be glad to, donkey.
Oh, I'd like that. Boy, there are plenty of potatoes hiding here. I need to pick them all.
I bet there are plenty. Well, we'll see you soon now. Good night.
Good night to you, Handy. Well, now, get working with these. These are for Gromp here.
Oh, but I just saw him here a little while ago.
Where Edgar!
Here he comes now. Oh,
hi, Trolley. I'm glad you're still awake. Here's your order from Don Quixote.
Oh, my potatoes.
Right. I never knew that you got your potatoes from someplace else.
Oh, yes. Don Quixote is a fine farmer.
He certainly is, Edgar. He certainly is.
Thank you. Now I really am going to stop for the day and go to bed. Good night, Trolley. Good night, Handyman.
Good night, Edgar. Good night, Trolley.
So, Don Quixote needs someone to help. We'll think up somebody to help him, won't we? You can make up your own stories about the people in the neighborhood of make-believe. Sure, that's a kind of pretend that you could do. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending, you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending, just pretending, you can try out many things. By pretending, your own makeup play can be different every day. But it's your work, it's important, pretend. Can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're a baby today by pretending. Pretending. There were times when I was little that I really wanted to be even littler. Pretend that I was a baby. Yeah. Sometimes I was ashamed of those times. But a grown-up once said to me, "Why, you can pretend you're a baby just as well as pretending you're a pilot or any other thing." Made me feel better. Well, have my blanket folded up and my nightshirt. I'll take them back to my real home and my real bed. You know, I'm a real man. And real men sleep just the way children sleep. Sure. When I go to sleep, I often think about children, my television friends. I like children, and I like you just the way you are. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, "I think I'll make a snappy taste." Such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Yeah. Only one person in the whole world like you. And I like you just the way you are. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that we're friends. Be back tomorrow. Bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.